Now, here's an interesting question, never asked of me. Is narcissism contrary to objectivist principle? Well, I have to say first, I always liked that myth. I always took it as a great expression of egoism. And I think I went out of my way to end my first book by reference to narcissists. So to me, it has totally positive connotation. But now I looked it up in the dictionary. And this is the definition, which sounds like it's a good definition. Erotic gratification derived from admiration of one's own body or mind. Now, you see from that definition that most people today denounce narcissism because it is self-admiration, self-love, self-esteem. They even define that now as a sickness. And there's a huge assault on narcissism because they think that that way they're getting at selfishness. Admiration of yourself is certainly, I mean, it's almost mandatory that you earn it and that you feel it. But this is the point. Usually you take it for granted, your mind and your body, your skills and your achievements. You don't, you know, wake up and say, God, I'm so thin, or God, I'm so smart. That's you. Now, of course, if you have some special achievement on a given day, you know, you can gaze at it and take pleasure in it. But in the normal course of affairs, you're looking out at the world. And you're not focused inward as a general thing. And they're implying by this narcissism is an inward orientation as a way of life, that your whole focus is on admiration of yourself versus the world. Now, I say that there is maybe degrees of this. I can see, standing in a mirror reading a book or of your own or something like that. And I don't think there are a way to define degrees, but if you have to stay and stand in the mirror all day and you get much more out of that than looking at somebody else, I think you have a problem. Now, what about the issue of it being erotic gratification? Well, sex is certainly a celebration of your values, but in its essence, sex is a celebration of values in reality as embodied in a person other than yourself. Now, Ayn Rand, you'll have to read her or read Opar for why this is the nature of sex, why the experience of self and life that you can get from sex is not possible to just looking at yourself in the mirror. Another person appropriately chosen is essential. And even in masturbation, people imagine, they fantasize. They don't do it typically just in relation to themselves. So I would want to ask if any significant amount of your erotic gratification comes from contemplating yourself, I would want to ask why. I'm not a psychologist, it would make me think there's something peculiar, some kind of escapism, some kind of retreat from reality. But I'm not a psychologist. I can't comment on that.